You're listening to SBS News.
Filmed inside the room of a detainee in Villawood Detention Centre, this video purports to show life inside Australia's largest immigration detention centre. In the video, the detainee is openly making a makeshift pipe in order to smoke the drug crystal methamphetamine, known as ICE. We have disguised the voices of the detainees to protect their identity.
How long have you been smoking these drugs?
Since 2018.
So since you come to detention, you started smoking?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I was just stressing out because of my visa things and all those.
Is it easy to get the drugs here?
Yeah.
In a series of videos sent to SBS World News by a detainee at Villawood, drugs such as ice, marijuana and bupe, a heroin substitute, are used freely and openly. Detainees say drugs are sometimes smuggled in by visitors. At other times, guards and staff bring them in to sell. An SBS investigation last year revealed the extent of illicit drug use inside Villawood, with 126 drug seizures recorded in 2017, more than two a week. Most of the almost 500 detainees at Villawood are awaiting deportation after having their visas cancelled, often due to criminal convictions. Serco, the private company running the centre, has declined to respond to questions about drug use inside and the allegation that staff are bringing in drugs. The Australian Border Force says that they've introduced new security checks for visitors to detention facilities to prevent the entry of contraband and reduce external criminal influence. Drug researchers such as Jared Bartle say drug use by detainees in high-stress situations isn't surprising.
The relationship's quite complex between mental health, offending and substance use, and so you don't want to be making too simple a connection between all three.
Sydney University Professor Marie Teeson says the frequency of drug use in the centre shows people need professional help.
Look, it's an incredibly stressful situation to be in, and our work showing that link between stressful post-traumatic stress disorder and drug use, that means that I actually don't find that surprising at all. Unfortunately, they are also probably not getting any help other than, and then they're seeking the self-medication. And then they're probably not getting any help for the ICE use.
Following the drug-related death of a detainee in Villawood in 2016, the New South Wales coroner recommended the introduction of drug rehabilitation programs for detainees. It's a recommendation the federal government is yet to act on. Johnny Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.